Good morning. It's Saturday, March 14th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. A fugitive added to the FBI's top 10 most wanted list on Tuesday was captured in a record-breaking 1 hour and 13 minutes. Samuel Ramirez Jr. was arrested without incident in Culiacan, Mexico, and deported to Washington State, where he faces multiple murder charges for the deaths of two women at a Federal Way bar in 2023. The FBI had raised the reward for information leading to his capture to $1 million. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi said the swift arrest demonstrates the department's efficiency in apprehending dangerous criminals. Ramirez is due in King County Superior Court for arraignment in roughly 2 weeks. Another news. Canada lost more than 100,000 full-time jobs in the first 2 months of 2026, marking the sharpest drop since the COVID-19 pandemic. February's labor figures pushed unemployment to 6.7%, the second highest among G7 nations. Prime Minister Mark Carney attributed the losses to U.S. tariffs affecting key sectors, including automobiles, steel, and aluminum. Opposition leader Pierre Poilievre called the numbers terrible news and blamed Carney's leadership. Economists warn the uncertainty surrounding the USMCA trade agreement is exacerbating labor market challenges. The government is now focusing on mitigating trade-related disruptions and stabilizing employment across affected industries. Around the world, the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad was hit by missiles on Friday, causing smoke to rise and destroying its air defense system, Iraqi officials said. The strike comes amid heightened tensions in the region following U.S. and Israeli attacks on Iran's Karg Island oil hub. President Donald Trump warned Iran that further interference with shipping through the Strait of Hormuz could trigger U.S. strikes on its oil infrastructure. Iran's supreme leader, Mojtaba Khamenei, vowed to keep the strait closed. The conflict has killed around 2,000 people so far, displaced millions, and sent global energy markets into turmoil, with European powers seeking ways to safeguard tanker traffic. Another news. North Korea launched around 10 ballistic missiles toward the Sea of Japan on Saturday, Seoul's Joint Chiefs of Staff reported. The launches followed Pyongyang's warning of terrible consequences over ongoing South Korea-U.S. military exercises. Japan's defense ministry also confirmed the missile activity. The drills, called Freedom Shield, involve roughly 18,000 South Korean troops and run until March 19. Despite recent diplomatic overtures from the Trump administration, North Korea has dismissed peace efforts as a deceptive farce. Experts say the missile tests demonstrate Pyongyang's continued focus on military strength and the fragility of diplomatic negotiations in the region. Another news. An overnight explosion damaged a Jewish school in Amsterdam's Buitenwelder district, which Mayor Femke Halsema called a deliberate attack against the Jewish community. The blast caused limited damage to the outer wall, and no injuries were reported. Authorities are reviewing CCTV footage showing a suspect placing explosives. Halsema stressed that Amsterdam must remain safe for Jewish residents and condemned rising anti-Semitism. The incident follows a suspected arson at a Rotterdam synagogue last week, prompting increased security at Jewish institutions nationwide. Investigators are now probing the motives behind the attack, as local and international communities remain on alert amid ongoing tensions in the Middle East. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.